Now, I'm sure you'll all know this because you all did your homework every night this week, right? So there's not really any need for me to explain this, correct? Yes. Yes. Well, okay. Just in case for those with short memories. If the gradient of y is equal to... Oh, excuse me, sir? I didn't realize you were teaching the class from back there, since you've got so much that you'd like to share, and presumably it's all about trigonometry. Maybe you could come up here and finish this equation for the class? No, suddenly you're not so talkative. Good, well maybe we can keep it that way. Now, as I was saying, if the gradient of y is equal to the tangent of... I don't believe this, are you for real? I'll keep it simple, detention after class, and if you keep talking, it will be detention every afternoon for the rest of this week. It's embarrassing that we have to treat someone your age like this, you're old enough to know better. Okay, everyone, I'm sorry the end of class was soured. Let's keep it easy tonight, pages 210 through 215, please. I'll see you all tomorrow, you. Stay. Sit down here, at the front. You're the oldest one in the class. You're an adult. You're supposed to be an adult anyway. You should know better. What's the deal, huh? No one else disrupts the class like this. Every time I hear a disturbance, I look up and I see you doing something. And you're always looking right at me whenever it happens. Every time I look at you, you're already looking at me, which tells me that you know that what you're doing is wrong. And yet you do it anyway. This class is boring for you, I get it. I'm not sure why you chose to take it, but you're here now and you're ruining it for the other students. You are ill-mannered, disruptive, rude, and inconsiderate. You're a brat. And even worse, you're a brat that is old enough that it's not cute anymore. Don't you fucking smile at me, young man. That smile might get you out of trouble with people that think it's cute, but I'm not falling for your bullshit. I know your deal. The student who tries to use his sex appeal to get everyone wrapped around his little finger. Do you think I haven't seen it before? There's one in every year group. One guy who knows he's good looking and thinks he can use it to get whatever he wants. A guy who even thinks he can get away with using it on teachers to get better grades and to get away with bad behavior. I know what you're up to. You see the other teachers checking you out, and you know they're not supposed to, and you think that gives you an advantage. You think they'll keep their mouths shut and let you get away with things if you just let them do it. Maybe you even give them sly little looks of encouragement sometimes. Tease them just a little, in ways that you think no one else is going to notice. But I see it. And then you're different when you're in my class. In my class, you won't shut the fuck up. In my class, you're more forthright in your need for attention. Why is that? Is it because I don't play along with your games? I think we need some privacy in here while we discuss this. You think it's okay for you to come in here and misbehave with me? Well, maybe I think it's okay to keep you here and misbehave with you. You might be a student, but you're also an adult now, and you need to learn that things can go both ways, that there are consequences for your actions. Stand up. I'll What's the matter? Are you stupid? Stand up. Look at you. You're the hottest student at the school, walking around, flaunting it all the time, using it to your advantage any way you can. What's the real reason that you elected to take my class, You're obviously not interested in trigonometry. You're always staring at me. You're always trying to get my attention. Is teasing the other teachers not doing it for you anymore? Did you accidentally find one that you actually like? Did you find that suddenly you don't know how to handle it, so you just end up acting like a childish little brat? I am fucking sick of it. And it's time we force you into line. Unzip your trousers. Was there something unclear about what I just said? I know you're nowhere near as stupid as you pretend to be. Unzip your trousers. Pull your cock out. Show me. Your balls too, come on, all of it. The whole package. What's wrong? You weren't expecting me to grab you like this, Grab you by the fucking balls? Welcome to the real world, mister. Hands squeezing around your cock and balls while I caress your neck and your pretty face. Put a hand around your neck. Squeeze it. Gently. And then, not so gently, come with me to the back of the room. No. Like this. I'm going to drag you there like this. By your neck and by your cock and by your balls. Come on, little steps. Shuffle along. That's it. That's it. Back here. Back against the wall. There. What's wrong? You didn't think a teacher would ever behave like this? Well, I see the look on your face. You're so used to having everyone wrapped around your little finger just because you're so pretty and you can go around fluttering your eyelids, smiling at everyone. The cute little gay boy that everyone loves, so charming and so charismatic, can get away with anything, right? That's you, huh? But I can see the look in your eyes right now, and I know that look. I've seen it a lot of times before with a lot of different people. That's the look of someone who understands that they're no longer in control. That's the look of someone who knows that they're in trouble. And what if I start to move my hand like this, I wonder, will the look on your face change? There it is. That's it. Well, it looks like someone's enjoying this. And it definitely feels that way, too. All your attention whoring. No one's ever taken you to task like this, have they? All your little maneuvers, your tiny power plays, your subtle little ways of getting what you want. It all seems kind of pathetic now, doesn't it? I'm not squeezing your neck too hard, am I? I'm trying to be gentle. Or is it my other hand? I thought I was being gentle down here too, but the sounds you're making. You're really in trouble, aren't you? For once, you don't have much to say. Let's keep it that way, Let's keep your mouth busy. Let's push you down onto your knees and give you some work to keep you occupied while you're in detention. Something big enough to keep your hands and your mouth busy, Or you look like you're a little bit overwhelmed with your workload. Don't worry, I'll make sure you get it done. Here, up against your fucking face. Teacher's big fucking cock slapping you across the face, huh? Huh? In your mouth? Come on, that's it, that's a good boy. Show me you can focus during a practical exam. Get sucking, come on. Oh yeah, that's it, that's it. Come on. In and out of your pretty mouth. Use your hands as well. Come on. Use your hands on my balls, on the shaft, while you suck. Oh, yeah. That's it. I know this can't possibly be the first time you've done this. Since you're the kind of guy who always seems to be asking for trouble. But I'm gonna make sure that you get it. I'm gonna make sure that you get it with some discipline that you've never had before. Oh, yeah. Oh, suck that cock in your mouth. In your fucking mouth. Yeah. You're acting like a pretty little fucking brat who always gets what he wants. You're gonna get what you've been asking for. And a whole lot more, mister. Come on, stand up, stand up. Get yourself up here, come on. Back against the wall. Back against the wall, give me this fucking cock of yours. No, I don't think a hand across your throat is good enough anymore. I want my whole forearm across your throat. While I pump this cock of yours, huh? Come on, look me in the fucking eye, gay boy. You wanna cause trouble in my class? You wanna cause trouble in my class? Then look me in the fucking eye. Stop being a fucking coward. That's it. That's it. You're so pretty. You're so beautiful. You get whatever you want all the time. But it counts for nothing in here. In my classroom, you're gonna do exactly as I say from now on. Isn't that right, hmm? There you go. Get it a little wet. A little wet with teacher's spit, huh? Oh, you really do like it, don't you? Called out for being a troublemaker in my class. When I see you going around acting like a dirty little slut boy whore all the fucking time, I've got your number, mister. I know exactly how to get you under control. I know exactly how to pump this cock of yours, how to work your fucking cock, and how to hold my arm against your neck and choke you to get you to do exactly what I want. I know you're fucking kind, you pervert boy. I know you're fucking kind. You think it's all fun and games, don't you? You think it's all fun and games and having a good fucking time? Well, there's no more fun and there's no more fucking games with me. I'm gonna treat you like a fucking whore, and I'm gonna whip you into line, and I'm gonna make sure that you start getting the grades that I know you're capable of. Cause I am not fucking around, mister. You're gonna do exactly as I say from now on. Isn't that right? Yeah, a little louder. Yes, what? Yes, sir, say it. That's right. Now come on. Come on. Let me see you come. I want you to come. I don't care if it makes a mess all over you, all over me, all over the floor. I'm gonna make you fucking come right here in the classroom. Your favorite fucking teacher is gonna make you squirt your cum. So come on, gay boy. Fucking do it. Fucking do it. Come on. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me, you bratty little fucking gay boy. That's it. That's it. There you go. Come. Come. Come, you fucking whore. There you go. That's it. Come, you fucking boy whore. That's it. Yeah. There you go. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at all that cum. It's going everywhere, isn't it? All over your trousers, all over mine. Well, I guess you're going to have to walk around for the rest of the day with cum all over yourself and just hope that no one notices. And if they do, you're going to tell them that you went to jerk off in the toilets. You're not going to fucking say a word about this. And tomorrow, you're going to behave in class. You're going to sit silently and you're going to pay attention. You're going to be a good boy, a good student for me. You will sit there without saying a word, with your hands folded in front of you. And you are going to watch me the whole class. You will not take your eyes off me. You will pay attention to every word. Can you do that for me? Can you obey me? I'll believe it when I see it. So prove it. Tomorrow. Detention is dismissed. Get out of here.